Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. The Wyoming National Guard is in the midst of its largest deployment in history. About 700 soldiers will leave the state for Fort Hood, Texas, and then on to Kuwait and Iraq. Wyoming is a vast rural state with a small population. A deployment of this size will be felt in many, if not most, of its communities. As Wyoming Public Radio's Addie Goss reports, the Guard is responding with an unusually local approach to easing the emotional challenges of war.
It's a month before the deployment, and members of the Wyoming Guard are practicing the basic skills they'll need in Kuwait and Iraq. Three guardsmen ride in a Humvee. Another soldier with a machine gun spins in the turret.
Watch your hands there, ma'am. I might step around.
They plow through snow. This is Wyoming winter. There's a hill up ahead. Suddenly, the soldier in the turret whips around.
Up on the hill!
Get him!
Colonel Richard Knowlton watches over these drills. He's the commander of the National Guard mission. This will be his second tour, and one of his central concerns is the emotional well-being of his troops. A RAND study last year found nearly 20% of soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan met criteria for PTSD or depression. Knowlton knows a deployment can change a soldier.
The rest of your life, you're going to think pre-deployment and post-deployment. And if we do it right, it can be a good experience. And if we do it wrong, it can be a devastating experience. And we want to do it right.
So for 3 weeks this winter, Knowlton toured the state with a team of chaplains and counselors. The aim was to introduce families to the people who can help them during a deployment and when the soldiers return home. Knowlton tells the gathered families it won't be easy.
Out of about 130 soldiers that come off that aircraft, normally about 20 of them aren't quite right, okay?
About 30 people came to this meeting at the Armory in Douglas, Wyoming. The mayor's here with local church leaders, parents, and young wives. Also at the meeting is Major Leon Chamberlain. He's a local social worker, a mental health counselor, and a Wyoming National Guard member who will be deploying with this group. He already knows many of these soldiers.
A lot of them, I know who their families are. I know who their parents are. I know who their kids are. You have to build a relationship with somebody for those real tough things to come out.
Many large guard units have a mental health professional who joins up with them as they leave for the Middle East. The difference here is that Leon Chamberlain is a local guy. He trained with these soldiers, crawled with them through the muck on the obstacle course, rode in their convoys. Chamberlain says many soldiers are reluctant to open up to a stranger. He hopes that by building relationships before the deployment, he can turn that around.
There's a sense of family there. There's a sense of safety there. There's a sense of understanding there. I think it opens that door.
That door can open more quickly when a counselor is alongside the troops in theater. He can talk with them right after a traumatic event, which may help in healing. And just by being there every day, the hope is that Chamberlain will help combat the stigma of mental illness. At least, that's the message his commander, Colonel Knowlton, is trying to send.
There's help out there. Nobody's going to hold it against you. There's thousands and thousands of your peers doing the same thing. It's okay.
Just days before they deploy, a handful of soldiers are at a guard office in Cheyenne finishing up their paperwork. Major Chamberlain has a table set up here, too. He wants to hear how soldiers are doing before they deploy.
You got a good support system. You got the people that you need to lean on.
Chamberlain wants specifics. Who can you talk to? Are they guard members or civilians? What are their names?
I don't know how many of the individuals I've talked to. They've asked me, are you going? And I said, yes. And they said, well, we can do this. If you're going, we can do this.
In his work as a counselor, Chamberlain's seen many soldiers suffering from the traumas of war, people numb to life, angry, absent. In this deployment, his first, he says he wants to help address these issues early.
I've talked to people that almost seem like they disappear when you talk to them. They just kind of fold into themselves. And when they can start to develop a sense of hope, and you see the life come back into their eye, you start to see color come back into them, you start to see a softening, that's a good thing. That's a real good thing.
For NPR News, I'm Addie Goss.